There are two people under my skin, the infected and the infection, and they both want each other to end.
This is a song written and performed by an artist who lives in Chicago, Mayor Tumulty. In the past year, he's begun to transition from female to male. When this song was recorded, Mayor was Mary. He says from a young age, he knew his body did not fit the gender he more closely identified with.
I never told anybody about it. I was embarrassed about it and, I guess, ashamed. I felt like maybe something was wrong with me.
Only recently has the 29-year-old single parent started hormone therapy, which has added testosterone to his system.
I realized it did matter, so I thought about actually doing something about it.
As a result, Tumulty now talks in a deeper tone. He says the physical and mental changes since transitioning have been positive, though he does miss his singing voice.
I feel a million times more healthy. I feel like I own my body for once. I don't feel as detached from it as I used to.
Tumulty has suffered from depression and body dysmorphic disorder, common for transgender people, in which their body brings feelings of confusion and shame. Some choose to address this with hormone replacement therapy and/or various cosmetic and sex reassignment surgeries. Some go without, either by choice or because of a lack of resources. In Illinois, one legislator has made a point to help. Kelly Cassidy is a Democratic representative from Chicago who wants to outlaw the practice of conversion therapy for minors. That is, a practice with a goal of making a homosexual straight or squashing the feelings a transgender person has that their biology doesn't fit their gender identity. Cassidy is a lesbian and says transgender kids have enough obstacles without having adults try to change them.
The most vulnerable kids need the most protection, and coming out as a young woman was hard enough. Coming out as trans would be amazingly challenging as a teenager.
Chris Doyle is with the International Healing Foundation, which offers the controversial therapy. He says many of his clients do wish to be straight and says legislation like Cassidy's
not only threatens the type of work I do, but it also threatens the rights of individuals, families, and minors who have sexual confusion.
Doyle says he was once gay and is now happily married to a woman. It should be noted, however, that being transgender does not mean someone is gay or straight. Transgender people run the gamut when it comes to who they are attracted to. There are also nuances in how they present themselves to the world. Some may choose to stick to mainstream gender norms, while others are more androgynous or gender fluid. Surveys done by advocacy groups have found those in the trans community are much more likely than the rest of the population to face discrimination when it comes to work, housing, education, and other facets of life. One study in 2011 found that more than 40% of respondents had attempted suicide. They face increased levels of violence, too. So far this year in the U.S., at least 7 trans people have been murdered. Last year, that number was at least 13, and most were transgender women of color. John Knight is the director of the LGBT and AIDS Project for the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois. He says the Human Rights Act, which became effective in the state about a decade ago, includes protections against discrimination for those who are transgender. And a recent change in Illinois law provides guidelines for insurance companies linked with the state to ensure they don't discriminate. Knight says that means, for instance,
if a insurance company covers hormone therapy for a postmenopausal woman, but they refuse to provide hormone therapy for transgender people, that's discrimination.
With more transgender awareness in society, it's likely additional efforts will be forthcoming at both the state and federal levels, all designed to make sure Mayor Tumulty and others who are transgender are able to live a life they feel is authentic, without fear of violence or discrimination. I'm Rachel Otwell.